This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Cakes City government this week announced travel to and from the Southeast Alaska Island community is being restricted until further notice, following the village's first confirmed COVID-19 case. Residents lined up for testing after a woman in her 60s was medevaced out of the community. Swabs are being sent to Sitka with results expected back within 48 hours. Joel Jackson, president of the organized village of Cake, says the community is close-knit, where everyone shops at the same store and fuels up at the same gas station.
It can spread rather quickly, and we're hoping that it hasn't. It was good news to hear that her immediate family tested negative, so we're hoping we don't come back with a bunch of positives.
City, tribal, and other public offices are closed. Alaska Seaplanes confirmed it suspended passenger flights into the community Tuesday following a request from the mayor. Travel to and from Cake is limited to police and emergency responders, state child welfare case workers, critical infrastructure technicians, and people with medical reasons. It's unclear whether authorities in Cake can enforce the travel ban. In May, the state revised a health mandate that communities connected by the Alaska Marine Highway System cannot impose their own travel restrictions. City officials in Cake did not respond to questions seeking clarification on the travel order. This week, the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes completed the largest ever intertribal transfer of bison. Savannah Marr reports with support from the Solutions Journalism Network.
The 40 buffalo were rounded up into semi-trailers in Wolf Point, Montana. They're headed to new homes with 16 different tribes as far away as the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin and the Aleutic Tribe of Old Harbor in Alaska. Irvin Carlson is president of the Intertribal Buffalo Council, which facilitated the transfer. He says the animals were part of a surplus population at Yellowstone National Park and would otherwise have been slaughtered.
So today, is real gratifying just to be able to get some animals out of there and then out to tribes.
The buffalo spent a year in quarantine on the Fort Peck Reservation to ensure they're disease-free. Johnny Bear Cub Stiffarm heads up the tribe's buffalo program. She says this transfer was a long time coming.
We have a drum group out here, and they'll sing the prayer songs. They'll sing the songs to send the buffalo safely to their new homes, that they travel safe and receive blessings, and say goodbye to them for us, and we'll send them on their way.
For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
The New Mexico Indian Affairs Department, health agencies, and tribes have created a COVID-19 coloring book. The coloring book features artwork from Native cartoonist Ricardo Cate. He uses humor to address serious topics in tribal communities. Tribes are being hit hard by COVID-19 in the state. The coloring book is intended to raise awareness about COVID-19 by using culturally relevant messaging. The Cherokee Nation has established a commission following the historic Supreme Court McGirt ruling. The commission will make funding and resource recommendations and review other related issues to the court decision as the Cherokee Nation examines criminal jurisdiction. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says the commission was created to protect tribal sovereignty. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by AARP, fighting to protect 50-plus voters, making sure they're heard on issues like Social Security and Medicare, prescription drug prices, and ensuring that 50-plus Americans can vote safely from home or in person. More information at aarp.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.